producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are go. I want to spend this little five-minute segment ahead of Larry Klayman coming on. I want to spend this little five-minute segment getting your take on it, because I see you getting frustrated in your news videos, your nightly news reports, with the folks that don't do any research but just wildly throw out whatever conjecture is, and then we get lumped in with those people, but it's worse than that. They then get mad at us when we don't agree with everything they're saying or doing. I think we should all just question everything, go off research, go off what's been proven as accurate sources, and historical perspectives. Humans do the same stuff over and over again. I mean, InfoWars is not really about theorizing. 90%+ of what we do is just cover what's already known. It's just so fantastical. Truth is stranger than fiction. A lot of people can't deal with it. But, I mean, what do you think about this whole term conspiracy theory? Because for me, it just means someone who questions known liars. Within that compendium or that spectrum, though, of completely kooky stuff on one end and government propaganda on the other, I see myself as in the middle, a true moderate trying to discover the human experience. What is truth? I mean, I think that's the great aspiration in life.
Paul? Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
people are poisoning the well from my perspective. I mean, I look at it from a perspective of motive, like the ISIS beheading of James Foley. That clearly had a motive to justify military expansion in the Middle East and a potential attack on Syria, which they couldn't get done last year because another of their conspiracy theories failed with a chemical weapons attack. But that had a clear motive, so I questioned it. Turned out we were proven right by the experts who analyzed it, said it was staged.
That's the experts to the British government say it's fake.
Exactly. They work with the British police. Then you have something like, you know, the death of Paul Walker. This is a Hollywood actor who wasn't even political. My problem with it is every time somebody in Hollywood dies, like Robin Williams or Paul Walker, people immediately say, oh, he was assassinated by the Illuminati.
Sure, sure. Well, I mean, you're talking about the schizophrenics that say that I'm Jeff Bridges and, what's his name, Bill Hicks.
Yeah, it's a noisy minority. Thankfully, it's still a minority.
Well, really, you know, it's entertaining. I mean, I got to be honest with you, you know, and you do it too. I call up and say, what's the latest? I don't do this anymore. I swore it off 5 years ago. I've really cut back. We used to call up swapping the worst attack videos on us as entertainment. And you know, the hater videos, I repented to God, though, that I love hater videos because it's just, they're so sick and pathetic. It was a form of narcissism that I was enjoying it. But I mean, it's amazing the phenomenon of schizophrenics now having access to YouTube and all their fantastical stuff. What must it be like for them, though, as all this real stuff goes on? That must be really freaking them out.
Well, that's precisely the frustration, isn't it? There are so many real cover-ups, real conspiracies taking place right now, and they're focusing on the death of some, you know, actor in Hollywood that drove his car at high speed. It just doesn't interest me when there are so many real hardcore issues that you can dig into.
And remember, we got blamed for Paul Walker saying that it was a missile when you had a video debunking it.
Yeah, I put debunked in the headline, and people still say, how dare you say this is a conspiracy, because they don't watch the video. That's the problem most of the time.
Well, part of it is the dumbed-down nature. I mean, the public is so dumbed-down. I mean, they are so dumbed-down. It is so sad, Paul.
It's sad, but, you know, with the internet, democratization of information, we've got such a wide range of access to everything now that, but then again, we've got a lot of noise, so it's about picking and choosing what's credible and what's not, and I think that's the balance that we try
to
get.
Sure, and that's why they spend all day in the mainstream media and other places saying we're not credible. Well, we're incredibly credible. We're having a huge effect. We're growing exponentially. We try to tell the truth. People know that, and they know we're really looking for the truth, looking for justice. That's where we stand, and we're not with the government conspiracy theorists or the poor mentally ill people out there. It's just, but look, the government has lied so much, I don't blame folks for believing nothing. Even stupid people know they're being lied to, so they come up with stupid theories, but at least they're trying to think. Paul Watson, thanks for the time. Great job with the articles.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back with Larry Klayman, and we'll look at Obama and his move to turn over the carbon taxes to the UN outside of Congress. Stay with us.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday, the 31st day of August 2014, worldwide transmission. We are now into hour number two. And we are going to be joined by Dr. Michael Kaufman. I'll tell you about him in just a moment. He's in several of our most powerful films, like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Look at this headline. Obama looks to skip Senate on new UN climate deal. The Hill. It should read, Obama becomes dictator. Breitbart, McConnell, Obama's congressional bypass with UN treaty does serious damage to rule of law. Yes, it does. And now the New York Times and others are giving him political cover, saying it's no big deal to shut down more of our plants and put tracker boxes that just so happen to be in all the new cars in your car to tax you by the mile. Obama also announced last Friday that he'll be signing an executive order in the next week to end deportations of illegals. He's already opened the border up. Here's the Associated Press from Friday. Obama plots bypass around Congress on amnesty through executive fiat. I mean, that's the AP. This is bigger than Obama, even if you're a Democrat. This is about presidents becoming dictatorial. And sure, they're elected, but it's the special interest that put them in there. So it's the bureaucracy and the whole thing doing whatever it wants. So put our troops under UN control. Remember, he said that 2 years ago to the Congress. They said, you got to get authorization from us on Syria. No, I don't. I have the UN. I have NATO. That's worse than him being a dictator. He's like a stooge, a viceroy for these globalist corporate interests. Well, the man who back in the early 90s put together with the UN maps, the master maps showing half the country off limits. You can just type in Dr. Michael Kaufman, UN maps. You'll see the global maps, the U.S. maps. Half the country in red off limits. Another quarter of it or so limited use. Less than 25% open use. This is Agenda 21 that I've been covering since 1997 when I made the film America Destroyed by Design. I'm not tooting my horn, but you heard it here first. I'm glad everybody else covers it now. We have a chance to beat it. The problem is now they should, tell Kaufman, oh, the UN's not going to try to take over. Oh, there's no such thing. Now it's like, oh, yeah, the UN, they tell us what to do. So Dr. Michael Kaufman joins us. He received his B.S. in forestry and M.S. in biology at Northwestern Arizona, University of Flagstaff, and his Ph.D. in forest science, University of Idaho. He taught courses and conducted research in forest ecology and forest community dynamics for 10 years at Michigan Technological University, a leading forestry school in the Midwest. He's the president of Environmental Perspectives, Inc. He's written many books, bestsellers, about the attack on our Constitution and more. And his website is epi-us.com. And you can buy his book at AmericaPlundered.com. We have this segment and the next to get into it. I tell you, Dr. Michael Kaufman, people watch that film 8 years ago, Endgame, that you're such a big part of, and it freaked people out at the time. Now it's all come true. I'm told by filmmakers, you name it, that film is evergreen. Truly something I'm proud of. That's why I talk about it so much. Even though I've had other films seen 50, 40 million times, this one's only been seen probably 20 million times for free online. Still, that's a big victory. The DVDs, 200,000 in stores. I mean, it's had a big effect, but you're a big part of it. We're now seeing global governance out in the open. But not just that. Obama saying his authority comes from the UN. This is beyond constitutional crisis.
Yes, it is. And it's really tragic. But you and I have been discussing this for about 15, 20 years now. It's nothing new. It's just finally starting to happen where people can see it. It's almost impossible now for people not to see it, and yet they continue to decide they're not going to pay any attention to it. It's really unbelievable. When you have a nation that is at risk as much as the United States is right now, to have people out there just willing to be blind, willing, you can't describe it any other way because it's right in their face, willing to be blind is just beyond comprehension. It's a state of delusion that I never thought I'd ever see in my lifetime.
It's as if the country is in a trance. For folks that don't know, they go, oh, well, let the UN run things. Explain to people what they've already done in countries they've gotten control of.
Well, there has been plenty of evidence to suggest that they have a program of ethnic cleansing, not just a little bit, to the tunes of tens of thousands of people in the past. Now, they're not doing that right now, at least not we're aware of, but the fact is that they have no compunction whatsoever. Their whole ethics program and so forth is led by nations that are literally blind to anything about talk about human ethics and so forth.
Exactly. The UN promotes NAMBLA. They're a member of the UN.
Yes. No matter what you look at, they are a totally corrupt organization that does exactly the opposite of what most people in the United States would want to have happen.
Well, even if they were good guys, we don't need some foreign global group run by other countries carbon taxing us. I mean, imagine.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And that's a very good point, because we have a system of government that has served us very well, with very strong, at least historically, private property rights, that's disappearing now, that has given us the ability to become the wealthiest nation in human history. And the United Nations has an exactly the opposite form of governance. If most of you in the listening audience know what that means, it means that the United Nations will control everything. It'll control every action. And, of course, that's what Agenda 21 is designed to do, is to control every action that you and I and everyone else takes in this world. It gets to tell us what we can and cannot do. Specifically, on every particular issue that we want to, there will be no such thing as private property rights with Agenda 21, and that is one of the characteristics of Agenda 21 that you have to know. It totally destroys private property rights, and private property rights have been studied and known to be the source of all wealth creation. You cannot create wealth for yourself and your family without private property rights. You cannot do it. Unless you're in a position of graft and corruption and so forth within some sort of organization, it could be private, it could be public, doesn't matter. But that's the only other way that you can legitimately create wealth is through private property rights.
And it's what's created prosperity and invention and innovation.
Yes.
It's not even debatable, but now we see collectivism and socialism pushed everywhere by the United Nations, and now our president. I mean, back when you helped, you know, testify to Congress and beat this stuff back in the early 90s, now they just say, hey, who needs Congress? That really
right.
shows who's running things. It really shows how dictatorial this thing really is. It's very bold. I'm really worried if Congress doesn't slap down Obama and the bureaucracy, that this is just a major precedent.
Well, you got one of the things that we have to do, and of course it's not going to happen in this election, probably won't happen in 2016 either, is that we have to get these people out of Congress and our state legislatures, even our county commissioners, that are progressives. These people are dangerous. They're utterly dangerous, and we will destroy this nation if we allow them to continue to do what they're doing, because everything that they think of, and you can go back, this is what my book, Plundered, goes into great detail, is to describe describe how this group of people, since the time of Rousseau in France, has systematically destroyed the countries in which it had power over, and is doing it in Europe today, is doing it in France especially, because they're really over the hill. And most of your nations, like Russia or the former Soviet Union, China and so forth, have followed this model of governance and have literally killed tens of millions of their own people, because it's so barbaric when it gets down to exactly who has the power within that form of government. It is, and we're moving towards it very rapidly. That's exactly where Obama is taking us.
In fact, the University of Hawaii breaks down democide. 262 million people in the 20th century, non-military combatants killed by governments. 70+% of it by communists, the rest by Hitler and some other dictators. But communists killed 70+% of 262 million people. That's almost the entire population of the United States. And people like to get scared of great white sharks. They kill 5 people a year. Yeah. Why not be scared of the giant democide train of socialism, collectivism coming with all these well-meaning progressive grassroots people having no idea what they're doing? We'll be back with Dr. Michael Kaufmann and talk about, is there a way to stop this nightmare situation? I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. Coming to you from the former United States. We're occupied just like the Vichy French, who sold out to the Nazis. We really are occupied by this corporate monopoly capitalist system that uses socialism to control the grassroots, or oligarchical collectivism. You go back to the Jacobins in France and the French Revolution, they were criminal plunderers who wrote up the plan to carry this out, and that's what Dr. Michael Kaufman is an expert on. The writings and government documents he's dug up, it's in Endgame 2.0 that was released only to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's there today. All the documents about how they would promote homosexuality to end the family and to break down society. It's not that I'm against, quote, gay people, or that I want to go hurt them or something. It's that, and that there's been people like that forever. It's that the government is confusing genders on purpose. It is a program. And that's just one example. There's so many that he covers in Endgame 2.0 that people should go watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Michael Kaufman, we got about 10 minutes in this segment. I want to speak some about what you were just getting into, and then specifically about Obama saying he'll sign onto a treaty without Congress, which is just unprecedented. But I talk about statistically, honeybees, you know, kill 200 people a year, but people aren't really afraid of them. But great white sharks kill 5 people a year. Worldwide, it's a couple hundred honeybees. People get killed by those every year here in the U.S. alone. But then you got something like government. What is it, 10,000 more people drowned a year or something? But you don't see TSA out there with checkpoints to get in the lake. But it kills a lot more than terrorists do. My point is, media decides what to hype up and what to be afraid of. And statistically, government is the number one unnatural form of death. And it's collectivist governments that do it. Free market ones just pour out money and success and upward mobility and freedom. The problem is then those societies become decadent, and government by conquest, government by corruption ends up setting in. How do you educate a youth about this? How do you stop a political class that just wants to expand their empire? How do you reverse this? Because more and more you can see they're not going to stop, and they also hate anyone that's free market and anyone who's self-made. There's also an instinct of these collectivists to not just take over, but to then persecute those of us that are producers, which then always hastens the collapse as well. This is just like some type of mental illness. Dr. Michael Kaufman.
It is. In fact, psychiatrists have done studies on this for over 100 years and have come to that very conclusion. It's a psychological or pathological problem. They cannot connect reality. They live in their own dream world. And as a consequence, the policies that they formulate are totally wrong. It's based on emotion, not rationale. Now, we need emotion in our lives. I'm not saying that. But you've got to make a decision first on reason and then temper it with emotion. And all they do is do emotion. They don't care about reason. It could be outer space, and they're disconnected from reality in total. This is what the studies have shown over 100 years now. Now, how do we change this? Because they have penetrated our public school systems our Congress, it doesn't matter what major institutions, they basically have taken over those institutions in this country almost totally now. Not quite, but almost totally. With Common Core, they're going to take over the education system totally. And what we're seeing, of course, we have a lot of grassroots out there that are fighting this and gradually beating back Common Core. And I think by this time next year, we're going to be pleasantly pleased because these people, I've done some in Common Core, but I have to admit, these people really, really have been effective in exposing the underbelly of Common Core and how bad it truly is. And hopefully, by that process, we will be able to gradually take back our educational system. There have been textbooks that have been rejected now because of revisionism and so forth of history. And if we can begin to start training our kids while they're in elementary school and then while they're in college and so forth to the true foundational principles of a good liberal education, then I think we can begin to take it. But it's going to take decades to do that. We have a problem right now. Can we even survive the next 2 years of Obama? That's the question. And the only way that I can see that we could perhaps stop this is if we elected people in Congress, in the Senate, state legislatures, all the way down to your local level, that have some degree of reason behind them. They're not often this pie-in-the-sky stuff that progressives really get involved in. And I don't see that happening, because they have such a huge propaganda machine. However, programs like you and others around the country and so forth are gradually making people aware of how bad this is. It's just a matter of timing. Can we do it, especially by the 2016 election?
Well, it's like Michael Savage has properly said, and I know he's researched, but there are major psychological studies on the mind of communists or socialists. And they really are mentally ill.
They are.
That is the camp follower, though. The higher up ones know it's just a program of criminality. Our biggest problem is the Republican leadership is bought and sold by the very same corporate interests. They're using collectivism as a model. Where is Boehner on Obama about to sign executive orders to legalize all the illegals? Where is Boehner? Where are all these people on Obama saying he'll just sign an order carbon taxing everybody, and the DOT is coming out saying, oh yeah, there's little tracker boxes in your car, we're going to start taxing you. I mean, everything we warn people about in Endgame, you talk about that in the film, is now here. And so they've gone from denial to just doing it. Why do you think they're doing that? Is it because they're behind schedule or they just don't care? I mean, used to they would try to cover this stuff up. Now they just do it.
One of the things that I'm very concerned about, Alex, and I know you are too, is that they're getting very close to the point where they're pulling the plug. And there's going to be, well, obviously, we are economically bankrupt in this country as it is right now. It would take very little to put us in a real tailspin. And I think that's what they're planning on doing. And they don't care anymore. They literally don't care. We see a president that just doesn't care. He'll go off golfing when the world is burning around him, because he knows everything is going to come crashing down.
Shutting down a third of the coal power plants, doubling energy prices, will put us into a total depression. And they know it. Cloward and Piven, you're right. They are going to wreck us. They're committed. They're doing it.
They're doing it right now. And you have Europe as the classic example why green energy does not work. It's destroying Europe right now. And the socialists here in this country, the socialists still in Europe, they don't care. They still want to do the same program. They're convinced that green energy is going to work. I don't know how they're going to do it, wave a magic wand or whatever, because it never could work. I mean, we forecast way in advance of them actually doing it, that they would never work.
Wow.
You cannot do it.
Listen, Dr. Kaufman, we're out of time. Come back for a full hour on the weekday show soon. EPI-US.com. Dr. Michael Kaufman, Environmental Perspectives, Inc. President, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
That's an amazing American right there. He's made a lot of big changes in the fight against the tyrants. One man can make a difference.
Whoa! This is big! big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Larry Klayman joins us for the next two segments, founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch. And I can't think of anybody who's broken more secret documents leaks than Larry Klayman. He also is a columnist and investigative journalist for WorldNet Daily. and he is demonized by the Clintonistas big time. Larry Klayman joins us. We'll give you his website coming up here in a moment as well. There's so much to talk about. When I wanted to get Larry on a few days ago, it was going to be about his investigation of Lois Lerner and what's really happening with the IRS persecution. But now we've got Obama saying he'll sign an order legalizing the illegals and stopping any deportations. They've pretty much already done that. And then he'll put us under UN control with carbon taxes without Congress. This is official dictator type stuff. So I want to cover the waterfront with him. Freedomwatch.org is the best website. Freedomwatchusa.org. So again, he joins us right now. Larry Klayman, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Nice to hear from you.
Again, that's freedomwatchusa.org. I feel like I'm in the twilight zone, and I'm somebody who's been accused of, you know, going too far so many times. Now people say, wow, it's all true and worse. Larry, what's the next shoe to drop? I mean, I want to get into all the stuff that's happening, but it just seems like the bottom's dropped out. We've reached that point, like with Hitler or Stalin, where they've gotten away with everything, so why not go to the moon? I mean, why not go a trillion miles? If they've already taken us this far, how far will they go?
Well, it's quite clear that they, meaning Obama and his comrades, literally speaking, will do whatever they can. They have a certain period of time left in office until we get Miss Hillary, probably in the next 8 years after that, which will finish the country off if she's elected. But they're going to take it to the max. And, you know, everybody tries to make excuses for Obama, particularly the Republicans. They're trying to say, oh, he's incompetent, he's not well-informed, doesn't know what he's doing. You know, that's ridiculous. And the only reason they say that is that they're afraid of being accused of being racist. They actually criticize the guy for his ideology all of a sudden from the left. You're racist. So they have to couch it. We have to call it as it is, Alex, and you've done that. That's why I admire you, is that, you know, somebody's got to speak out, and the fact that you're speaking from your heart and what you believe to be true doesn't mean that just because you're criticizing an African-American president that you're a racist. So that's where it comes from initially. This guy would have been long gone if he was not African-American. He would not be in office by now. Even as bad as he is, and as bad as the electorate is that put him in there, because he's committed one scandal after another. He's lied to the American people. He trashed the Constitution with executive orders and everything else. And now the world is imploding over his foreign policy, which is not based on a lack of knowledge, but I believe it's calculated to further a Muslim caliphate. He feels kinship with these people. And that helps explain why, you know, we did an interview about Extortion 17 in Afghanistan, why our best and brightest, Navy SEAL Team 6, can't fire on, you know, Muslim insurgents before they're fired upon first. I mean, my God, look at the Israelis. If there was a Hamas operative in an apartment building, they blew the whole thing up. You know, and who elected Hamas? It was the people of Gaza. You got to pay the price for putting them in power. But we're not willing to do any of that stuff. And the world's falling apart from Russia and the Ukraine.
Well, regardless of why he's doing it, he is turning loose the most radical, vicious, caliphate, Wahhabist nutballs all over the world, with Benghazi, helped give them weapons, helped use them against Syria. And it is so diabolical to see them going for broke. And then they get away with persecuting everyone 1,000 times what Nixon did with the IRS. I know you've been focusing in on that as well.
Yeah, before I get to that, I'll make one point here, which is important, is that we should not just be critical of Obama and his leftist hacks, but also the Republican Party and the Republican leadership, because all of a sudden, the Republicans learned about ISIS. There are key Republicans, like Mike Rogers, the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, like John McCain, who's the powerful U.S. senator, quote-unquote, like Lindsey Graham, another senator, like Representative Peter King. Where were they? Why weren't they telling us about ISIS? You know, and so the whole government has broken down, and on top of it sits an NSA and CIA that spies on us with the heart of content. And the IRS is part of it. That's the segue, Alex, is that the intimidation of conservative groups, auditing of them, harassment of them, is not new. But it's part of an entire process that the government is using to keep dissent down, to keep people from complaining, to keep them from taking action against the government, legal action, scare them to the point you can't even use your telephone anymore. And, of course, the IRS is an agency that characteristically has been used not just in this country, but ministries of finance in all countries to destroy political adversaries, particularly Russia, China, and other places. So we live in a Orwellian state, as the judge said in our NSA case when we got an injunction last December. There's a state of tyranny that we live in, and frankly, we're not far away from violent revolution, which I'm doing my best to try to prevent. God forbid that happens, but I do believe that will happen.
Well, clearly they want to bring in tens of millions of illegals to be wedded to the Democratic Party for free goodies, and then make it a racial issue if you don't want totally open borders, and to have Obama and Jerry Brown saying it's our responsibility to pay for the children of the world when only 17% of those coming in are children. And then meanwhile, in Texas, they're reporting on an imminent terror threat. Judicial Watch that you founded, a Fed's bulletin describes threat of imminent terrorist attack on southern border. Well, yeah, they report thousands of others than Mexicans, as they call it, pouring in from the Middle East with all sorts of ISIS memorabilia and signets. ISIS is showing up at the White House. They're showing up in Ferguson. I've been sent threats by these groups. I mean, this is like rock star with the left. A lot of leftists who aren't even Islamicists are like really like what's going on. And I used to think when I would hear you and others, because I respect you a lot, but say, you know, Obama's secretly this and that, and he's planning this, I was like, oh, come on. But when we learn his cousin in Kenya is sending money up to the Muslim Brotherhood to overthrow the Egyptian government, and then they're blowing up all these churches and crucifying Christians, and our media's defending it, CNN's defending it, and then you catch Obama trying to overthrow Assad to put Al-Qaeda in, and you see this, you start going, man, well, I mean, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, is the Islamic radical movement a fifth column for the liberals?
Alex, unless we do something, we're ducked. Right?
Yes.
Right. So, look, yesterday, I mean, give you an example. We filed a lawsuit. I filed it in my own name with John Doe plaintiffs, okay, to protect them out of security and allow people to come. I brought a lawsuit against President Obama, against Secretary of State John Kerry, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and the UN Secretary General something Moon, whatever his name is. And what they've been doing, and this is Israel, and it tells you the way this whole thing's operating, is that we have given hundreds of millions of dollars to Hamas out of slush funds at the State Department for so-called humanitarian purposes. And just a few days ago, when the Israelis took out the chief financial officer of Hamas and bombed his car, they found a boatload of American dollars in that car. Obama knows what he's doing, and he's giving this money to Hamas to further their terrorist activities, and along with terrorism.
Sure, I mean, that's on record.
Right, and that's important now. Why is that important as well? Because, you know, Netanyahu basically just sold out in Israel. The Israelis are really mad at him.
Well, Larry, stay there. We're going to come back and have you break this down in another segment with Larry Klayman, and we're going to talk about where he sees the future of this country going, because I don't have words to describe how dire our straits are right now. And regardless of what you think about Israel, why does Hamas fire the rockets? Why do they attack? Why? What is the point of that? We'll be back.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment on this Sunday worldwide broadcast. Tomorrow we'll be back. Be breaking down the latest with Russia and Putin's talk of nuclear weapons. We'll be looking at the open border, Obama's executive orders, as we just track a criminal political establishment that really has a score to settle with the free market in America. They want to rule this country. They want Cloward and Piven to wreck it so they can run it and pose as the saviors. Larry, you were getting into hundreds of millions of dollars being sent to Hamas. And then Hamas launching attacks on Israel, and then Israel looks like the bully, and there was superior weapons bombing, the combatants. But just looking at it coldly, not emotionally, what is the point of Hamas attacking Israel, knowing they're going to lose? A and B, it is a leftist cause celeb at the UN, everywhere else. I have leftists call me all the time, and they say, "Are you upset about dead Palestinian kids?" I go, "Yeah, I am. I don't like seeing dead children. This is terrible. Do you care about 300,000 dead Syrians, mainly Christians, killed by Al-Qaeda, being backed by Obama and John Kerry?" And they just, "Shut up. You work for Israel." I mean, who's going to speak up for the Christians? It's just all the left will talk about is Hamas and Israel as if that's the only thing on the planet. Larry Klayman.
Well, then, The left doesn't like Moses or Jesus any more than it likes Moses, okay? The fact is, you know, Israel is the land of Christians and Jews. The fact is, Christians have been killed in Israel by Hamas. The fact is, this president is supporting his brothers, his Muslim brothers, in the Middle East, and he's funneling money. And you're going to see more of it now under the pretext that now we've got to rebuild Gaza. This money is being used against Christian and Jewish interests and American interests. And Obama's furthering it. I filed a lawsuit yesterday. You can find it at freedomwatchusa.org. And we charged Obama and Clinton and Kerry and the U.N. Secretary General of criminal racketeering in the civil context. So, you know, we're making a point here. And this president is simply not patriotic to this country. He does not care about this country. It's not a question of playing golf. He wants to dismantle this country. He wants us to pay reparations for past discrimination. Granted, that was bad. That needed to be rectified. But he believes that it's time to pay back his people, and his people include African Americans and Muslims. And everybody else can go be damned. And I hate to say it that straight up, Alex, but someone's got to start saying it, you know? I'm a civil rights lawyer in part, okay? I'm a Jewish Christian, okay? I understand what discrimination is. It's terrible. You know, our people were enslaved back with the pyramids. But it doesn't mean you destroy the country because you're going to have to do a payback. And that's what this guy's doing.
Well, look at how Al-Qaeda and ISIS is killing the moderate Muslims all over the Middle East. Where is the left on that? That's all I'm saying is that I'm sad 2,000 Palestinians died in all this, but I wasn't part of it.
You know what? I'm sad too. But the reality is the Palestinians elected Hamas in Gaza, and they elected a terrorist organization. And as a result of that, they have to take responsibility for doing that. And that's their problem. They can get Hamas out of there. They didn't have to vote them in. And they've got it. Just like we have to bear responsibility for Obama and what he's done. Maybe we're going to have to make amends to the rest of the world.
Sure, sure. I mean, I get what you're saying. But they'll never talk about hundreds of thousands of Christians being slaughtered by people.
No, of course not. When did you ever hear Obama talk about that? Maybe once or twice in passing? In 6 years, the man doesn't consider himself a Christian. The man has an antipathy towards Christians. There's this pastor in Iran that's been rotting in Iran prison now for years. He's just one of many. You know, read this complaint because we documented in detail that Obama is, in terms of what he feels in his heart and the way he acts, totally Muslim, even though he's only one half Muslim by birth. He was raised in Muslim schools. He is praising terrorist organizations like the Islamic Society of North America repeatedly. He wears a ring that says, "My only God is Allah."
By the way, that's really true.
It's been documented.
It's on record. But I always thought that was to manipulate Muslims to follow him or something. I tell you, this is really getting weird. Look, we got to get you back for a full hour if you can do it soon, Larry.
I'd love to, Alex. We need to tell it like it is. We can't be parsing it anymore. We just can't.
Let me just briefly get this out there, though. You're on the forefront of exposing the IRS from day one. Will anybody get in trouble for that as it's proven they destroyed the evidence? Lois Lerner, the rest of them.
Well, we're working on those. I might say Judicial Watch is my former group. I have run Freedom Watch now. I founded Judicial Watch. And they were the ones that uncovered those emails, and I applaud them for doing that. You know, and one quick point, Alan. Why couldn't the Government Reform and Oversight Committee, with their subpoena power, and they can also file FOIA, get those documents? Why does Judicial Watch have to do that? It tells you that we don't have a Republican Party that's for real up there. I mean, they're good on getting on Fox News. That's about it. And it's time for the American people to rise up and do it for themselves, because our country, as you pointed out, is hanging by a thread. It's beyond imagination.
Why are these elites doing this when America's wealth and freedom made them so fabulously rich? Why would they want to shut off our power plants, open our borders, bankrupt everything? I just want a bunch of nasty, nasty people.
Well, look, there in Washington, D.C., there's no recession in Washington. It's, you know, I lived there for 20 years. I still go back there a lot. I spent at least a third, half of my time there. The fact is there's so much money to divide up. They're cutting up the pie, the Democrats and the Republicans. So why rock the boat? We just get fat and happy and rich, and the American people be damned. You know, Louis XVI, après moi le déluge, I speak French, after me the flood. And that's what's happened. They don't care what's going to happen to this country. To them, it's a power game. And, you know, even the Peter Kings of this so they can remain in power and the rest of the country, you know, just go to hell. We're in charge. And, you know, I've had it, and I like to be able to express myself with the American people because it's time that we do rise up, and I've been advocating peacefully. But there will come a time when, if things don't work, we're back to 1776, and we're not far away.
Well, they plan to push us into that position, and that's why they're militarizing the police. William Binney seconded what your lawsuit proved, the former fourth in charge of the NSA, that it's a totalitarian takeover system to suppress legitimate political action. We are in the hands of a radical revolution. We're the restorationists. We're the counter-revolution, and that's how they list us up there, you know, with Bill Ayers and the rest of them. Just really an amazing group of people. I think it's important they know, though, that they're never going to get away with this in the end. In the end, there's going to be Nuremberg-style trials for these people and the collaborators that tried to bring in this criminal system. I mean, does your gut tell you we're going to end up winning in the end, Larry Klayman?
It does. You know, I have a lot of faith, and I am an optimist, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and you wouldn't either. As Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there's liberty. They need to start fearing us because they're going to have to answer to us at some point.
All right, Larry Klayman, thank you so much for joining us. FreedomWatchUSA.org. We'll talk to you again soon.
God bless them. Bye.
Thank you. We're almost out of time for this Sunday edition. Larry Klayman has defended the Second Amendment, fought carbon taxes, done so much good. And whether you agree with him on the Israel situation or not, I look at it from the outside to see the manipulation. Why are both sides being funded to have conflict? Well, it's good for the crisis managers to stay in control. They want a society based on crisis that they control, problem, reaction, solution, instead of a society based on open, free systems. And they're exacerbating tribal warfare between East and West in Ukraine, the same globalist interest. Same stuff going on in Israel and with Hamas and the Palestinians. Both sides have beefs and grievances. I'm not in their fight. I don't have a dog in those fights. I just don't want to be financing either side of it, like Rand Paul says. I don't want to be involved in this. I want my Constitution, my Bill of Rights, my republic back. And that's why I'm here with the Sunday broadcast. That's why we do the nightly news 5 nights a week at 7 o'clock Central weeknights. That's why I have a 3-hour radio show weekdays. It's why I work so hard. Because I know the only thing that allows evil to triumph is that good men and women do nothing. I know we can take this world back by caring and by being as informed on politics and geopolitical matters that are so incredibly interesting as we are on fantasy football. I've got so many friends who don't even exist this time of year because they're too busy forming their fantasy football leagues. I mean, is that what life was all about, what consciousness was all about? A bunch of bread and circus jokes? Now, before we end this hour, please remember we are listener-supported. We don't get money, $400 million of taxpayer dollars like NPR. We don't get stimulus money like MSNBC. You buy the high-quality water filters, pro-gun T-shirts, high-quality supplements, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. That funds the InfoWars.com platform. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please pray for peace, pray for justice, and the people's eyes be opened, and pray for InfoWars. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Lord willing, see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with a kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio. But we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.